him. I can't hear it. Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
You remember Bob Lament? He had the knee that just wouldn't break.
Oh, I keep pushing the wrong button here, sorry. Oh, yeah? You want to talk about my knees?
Bob Lament ran off to Fire Lake.
Fire Lake. What a shitty song. I was tough. I woke up early this morning and I was watching VH1, We Are the 80s, because there's nothing else on but infomercials.
Right.
And they had this band called Saga, and it was some song, but they looked like, it might as well have just been the Village People, for Christ's sake. They were so homoerotic looking.
Yeah.
And so tonight, before we get ready to talk, I said to my wife, I said, you ever heard of a band called Saga? And she's like, oh, I love Saga, I love Saga. I'm like, those guys look like homos. I don't think she was real happy with me.
I don't even know who that is.
She loved them. I don't know who they are. I can't remember the name of the song. All I remember was they all look like they could have been in 70s gay porn. They all had like mustaches and perms and stuff. And then they, you know, had all the moves. I couldn't take my eyes off the video. It was almost like I feel maybe I should, you know,
yeah,
repent or something. I don't know.
Was it just as gay as Mick Jagger and David Bowie singing "Dancing in the Streets"?
Oh, or? More gay than that, actually.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I mean, that's the kind of gay you can admire when Mick Jagger and David Bowie are. These guys were just like off the street, kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Non-famous, non, you know.
Yeah.
They all look like you now, basically, probably.
That's great. They all look like me now.
Probably, I mean, you know.
Thank you, yeah.
I'm just saying, that's the kind of weirdness that it was. That's what made it such a train wreck, you know.
So you're watching Saga about 6 a.m.
Probably 5:30. I can't sleep.
We're going to watch some Saga.
Well, everybody's been sick, and, like, we keep going to... I don't like to stay up. And so when everybody goes to bed, then I just go to bed. And... So we're going to bed at like 9 o'clock and stuff, and it's like, Christ, right. I just wake up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
because I just got this, you know, I usually get up about 5 or so, but for work, and then on the weekend, I hope that I could sleep until 7, so.
Did you like my Fire Lake?
Yeah, Fire Lake.
I thought of another kooky twist on it.
What's that?
Bob Lament has run off to light off fireworks at his father-in-law's private lake.
There you go. Yeah.
No, I heard that song the other day, and I thought, man.
What the hell do you listen to? Bob and Tom show or something?
They play some oldies, like, at lunchtime on some station, and I was like, man.
It's called the Moldy Oldie Show here at the, you know.
Yeah.
Dead Deli or something.
The Dead Deli.
I don't know. There was a guy in St. Louis that had Porcelli's Deli. Wasn't it Porcelli's Deli? Yeah, Porcelli's Deli. Man, it was just kind of like, hey, everybody, I'm Big Porcelli. Where's Porcelli's Deli this afternoon here for lunch? We got a game for you. You know, he's just real.
You sound like this guy up here that does the oldies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he kind of does have that kind of.
Hey, we dusted off this Saga hits. Boy, weren't those guys hot back in the 80s.
I'm about to Google that now.
You're going to Google the Saga.
If I think it would shut down my system, I'd Google it right
now. Yeah, don't do it right now. We'll be done.
I'll crash the whole show, which would be a bad idea at this point. But
You're, yeah. Anyway, I saw, I put it on, I got a little tumble log thing going and I clicked on.
Yeah.
Last week I was talking about how this guy didn't wash his hands. Right. Well, evidently there is a huge percentage, like 52% of men don't wash their hands after they use the bathroom.
I believe it.
Yeah. So I thought that was telling.
Yeah.
A little upsetting as well.
Yeah.
I certainly am not going to be shaking anybody's hands.
I don't always wash your hands.
Oh, Christ. Will you lick them?
I just sometimes do, and I sometimes... It depends on how vile and disgusting what I did was, I guess.
Trust me, if you're touching your wanger, it's vile and disgusting.
Yeah. I know, I just pissed on my pants a few minutes ago, so I don't...
I betcha. Think I pissed my pants.
I was going and I just, just like, what can I talk about tonight? I looked down like, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, man.
Oh my gosh.
I got piss pants. What the hell? I don't know how it happened, man. Like I didn't zip down enough or something, man. That's like, man. Like the hog, got out, but not far enough out of the cage. I don't know. What the hell happened, man?
Oh, my gosh. That's nice. I bet you didn't wash your hands either, you scummy bastard.
I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't.
Here, honey, let me prepare dinner.
Kids, come here. You want some Funyuns? Come here.
What's a few pubes in the family? Come on.
Got your pizza rolls here I made. Here.
Daddy.
You're shaming me into it.
Go wash your hands.
No, but I didn't.
Fucking
I had to
scum.
Really go before the show, and I was just like, man, I gotta go. Man.
You're dancing around.
Yeah.
What was that game that did that? I forgot we had that game. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh.
So, yeah, good thing that nobody's washing their hands.
Yeah, sorry.
Bunch of scummy people.
Yeah.
No, I forgot. You were saying something funny before we started recording.
I know. We were getting... Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
We were laughing about that NYPD blue
thing. Oh, that's right. That was...
I was doing that on YouTube. I was looking that up, and some girl... is it Charlotte Ross? Was it?
Charlotte? Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was it. I was trying to remember. I thought you had a thing for Dennis Franz because he went to Carbondale and all.
So. I saw something that said, NYPD Blue got ABC.
Hey.
Bowl for.
Are you looking at my ass?
That's showing some chick's ass, da da da. And I looked it up because I wasn't familiar with it.
I looked it up immediately while my pants were still wet and my hands were still dirty.
Why do you think my pants were wet? Yeah. Sugar-da, yeah.
I had to run over and get on the old Google.
Pants puppet.
Got on the tube, the YouTube, to look it up right away. I peed my pants while I was doing it.
I had to get the hog out.
And I was peeing, and my wife said, hey, they got some naked butt on my pee. And I ran out, and I peed all over the living room.
And I didn't wash my hands either. No, we were saying it would be funny if it was Charlotte Ray versus Charlotte.
That's right.
Charlotte Ray, the old Mrs. Garrett from Different Strokes.
Right.
And,
Facts of Life.
Oh, boy.
She kind of had a Kate Hepburn kind of thing going on there. Mr. Drummond. I'm taking a shower, Mr. Drummond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that Dennis Franz naked? Oh, no, it's Charlotte Ray. Charlotte Never mind.
Are you taking a shower with giant sacks of rice? Why, Mrs. Garrett...
You're beautiful.
Is that Minute Rice or Uncle Ben's?
Oh,
Mr. Drummond.
What you talking about, Mrs. Garrett?
Yeah. Mrs. Garrett.
Well, there is a scene where the kid comes in and sees a lady getting ready to take a shower. It could be Gary Coleman coming out. That'd be hilarious. Like, He's, you know, he's got like a drink in his hand. He drops the drink. Like, oh, jeez.
Not even, that's, holy somehow God. It's more pervy whenever you say Gary Coleman. I don't know why.
Did that notch it up? Did that amp it up a little bit when I said Gary?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I don't know.
That's even stranger, you know.
I don't, no, I don't, I'm saying he could be the kid.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, anyway.
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
Because he's kind of a weird dude, you know, in his adult years.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So
wishful thinking on your part for the Charlotte Ray, I guess. So.
Yeah, that'd be a kooky twist on it, you know. You know, like MTV Movie Awards, they do, you know, kooky twist on movies and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They could do a kooky twist on that, I think. That'd be a...
Yeah, that'd be good.
Where's my loofah?
Kimberly!
Willis! Kimberly!
Oh, my goodness. Willis would say something like along the lines of, I guess different strokes. Mrs. Garrett.
What do you get when you mix different strokes with NYPD Blue? A pretty damn fine show. That's what I say. That's what I say.
So do you have any context for this buttock shot? I read the little article, but I didn't. I didn't read that far into it.
No, I just you got to you know. I thought it would be more of a you know a brief kind of like you know. Uh-huh. You know. No, it's you know you yeah you're pretty much seeing yeah. Yeah, you're seeing it.
Oh, there you go. There's no cup involved, is there?
As in, two chicks in a cup? I mean,
yeah, that's...
No, there was not two chicks in... No, it didn't look... It was all good. It was all good.
It wasn't like that lady from... It wasn't Charlotte Rowe and Charlotte Ray in a cup, was it?
Be Arthur and Charlotte Rowe. Chicks in a cup. Is that what you want to see?
No, I just... Yeah. We're just flights of fancy here. I don't know what's going on.
Playing the what-if game.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right. Yeah.
You know they're doing that in Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say we get Estelle Getty.
I'm telling you.
Betty White. And a mug. What do you think?
With all these crappy reality shows.
Right, no kidding.
I mean, come on, how far can we be off, you know, with what we're saying, really, with everything that's on right now? I mean,
yeah, no kidding. You know, I was, it made me cry a little bit to see all the American Gladiators hype underneath all the actual decent shows, like 30 Rock and running the rest of their season out there. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, man, this Gladiator overlay is just annoying as hell. You know? It sucks, man.
I don't watch it.
You don't watch 30 Rock or you don't watch Gladiators?
Neither.
Oh, really? 30 Rock is hilarious. If you're not watching 30 Rock, you're not living. You know what I'm saying?
Well.
Oh, my phone's ringing. I don't know what that is.
Heath Ledger checking in. Because he's not watching either. So.
I'm hoping somebody's going to get that.
Could be Charlotte Ray calling.
Yeah, it could be.
What's that?
All right. Somebody's going to get that here, so. All right. So, Heath Ledger checking in. Yeah. That's sad. I mean, that poor guy.
I know it's sad. I mean, I'm ashamed to even say what I said. I'm a jackass.
Well, I mean, I don't know if he was, you know.
Yeah.
Cokehead or what, but... The dogs are going crazy now. The phone rang. Woke them up. It's a madhouse. It's a madhouse.
Here, a fire truck come through your yard.
Get off me, you goddamn dirty ape.
Yeah. What's going on over there?
It's a madhouse.
I know.
I believe Philip Glass is going to be composing some music for me shortly.
Yeah.
No, it's just everything broke loose all of a sudden. Normally on Sunday night when we talk, there's nothing going on, and now all of a sudden everybody's barking.
And all of a sudden there's dogs, there's phones.
Phones and dogs. And
waiting for your wife to come down and start playing the spoons or something. I don't know what's going to happen. Ah, listen. Do some clogging.
Pop's got a bad knee on Fire Lake. Got a trick knee. Down at Fire Lake.
You sound like Hurricane Smith. Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, babe, what would you say?
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
I was just doing a...
You'll have to Google it. You'll have to Google
it. I'll have to Google that along with Charlotte Ray's shower scene, evidently.
They should have old lady pole dancing. Okay. They could have a... They could have on, like, Charlotte Ray, B. Arthur, Vicky Lawrence.
What if they hadn't ever seen one of those,
Oh, I'm just saying, it's a reality show. It's a reality show, okay?
You ever see one of those chairs that take old people upstairs, you know, it's like a rail system? Mm-hmm. They got that on the pole, and they got... It's like some semblance of the teacup ride, except without the, with just a seat and a strap. You know, they have these, I don't know if you they could, you know, have the pole out there. They have these industrial robots, you know, with the jointed robots. They made a ride out of it. I've seen these some online where they put basically affix a chair to the robot arm, and then it could turn you 360 degrees, right? And so then it's like a simulator kind of situation. Well, they'd have one of those next to the pole, and they just swing Estelle Getty around the pole with that.
Estelle Getty.
What the hell's this crap?
It's the Golden Room Girls.
The Golden Room. Oh, that'd be frightening.
Hey, honey, how about a saw book for a lap dance?
I'll give you 2 bits, you old bag.
2 bits, I'm on it.
Oh, this would be like a good thing for like Jenna Jameson. She could be like, you're the host of it or something.
Well, you know, I mean, porn's been around so long. There's got to be like Seika or something like that. It's pretty old.
Herman Electra could do it or something.
She'd whenever they get to be in their 70s and they're still hoeing around, you know.
Why not? That's the next show. I predict one more year, that's the next show.
Well, I would hate to...
there you go.
I don't really want to admit this, but I have seen the elder porn before, so. There is a segment of society.
We don't mean you just accidentally opening up your parents' door.
No, no, I'm talking about organized. I was... I made an offhanded joke like this to somebody who then Googled it and then brought up a couple of sites.
Oh, no. Oh,
and man. I'll tell you that it was
exactly
the train wreck you would expect.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
I'm serious. No. Do not. Yeah. Word of... You know, number one, don't throw things out handily in front of certain people that will actually type it into their computers while you're sitting there. And number two, you know, never Google, you know, geriatric porn.
Oh, God, no.
word of advice.
No, that is wrong, man.
No, I'm serious.
Oh, man.
This is sad. And the worst part is somebody's paying for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? These sites weren't just all freebie sites. They were like looking for you to sign up. You know what I mean?
I'm going to see you on some kooky segment of a Dateline. Bob, you said you wanted to meet an 80-year-old lady, huh?
Catch a geriatric predator.
Looking for some 80-year-old vajayjay is what you're here. Is that right?
I would say I'm looking more for a pension. Possibly a pension or trust fund, but not...
Are you looking for a golden shower or a golden parachute?
I think that Martha Ray married somebody who was looking for that, so...
Yeah.
I think you really gotta be into show tunes. Things like that. I don't know, it was weird. Well, first of all, I don't bet people on that stuff like that. You know what I mean? Don't go, you're not gonna, and then and the next thing you know, your eyes are burning out of your skull.
Oh, that's great.
No.
That's great. Wow.
The weird thing is that's what causes the need for Viagra.
Yeah.
As well as people.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
It's really a woo. Oh. Woo. And the thing is, the lady that I, the few images that I saw.
Yeah.
They were still trying to do the poses just like the 20-year-olds, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Never mind the plastic hip. Watch me bend over, baby.
You want to see the rusty trombone?
Yeah.
So. No, that's okay. I don't
want to see. Yeah, it's a little weird.
What about the Dirty Sanchez? Would you want to see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they call it the Dirty Pancho Villa because they're so goddamn old. I remember when Pancho came to town.
Oh, God.
He loved it.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Well, there you go, then.
Your tea bag's a little dried up.
There you go now. There you go. Geriatric porn. It's on Miles' wish list now.
Oh, yeah.